The reason I am reading this article is in the title. It's all in the title. Governor Inslee signs stripper bill of rights into law, paving way for alcohol sales. Okay. So we're going to have worker protections in a strip club, people taking off their clothes, and then we're going to booze up the customers. And this is somehow going to be safer. All right. Yeah. That's what we're doing in Washington State. That's literally what our fine governor has signed into law. Let's get into it. Here we go.
Molly, prosecutors in King County, they wanted the ability to regulate the distance between dancers and their customers, saying it could prevent criminal activity. But today, the governor signed this legislation into law as is.
This bill helps ensure adult entertainment establishments are safe for workers.
Flanked by supporters of SB 6105, known as the Strippers Bill of Rights, Governor Jay Inslee gave his approval with a stroke of his pen.
It's pretty simple why we're passing this bill. These are working folks, and working people deserve safety in the environment in which they work.
The legislation requires more protections for dancers and safety training for all staff, including security that works on site, something the bill's sponsor championed.
And that is really critical to make sure that people understand signs of trafficking, of how to do de-escalation, how to make sure that they are creating a safe workplace for everyone.
Clubs that meet these new safety requirements will also be allowed to get liquor licenses, though extensive rulemaking will still need to occur before alcohol can be served.
Without liquor and without these safety protections, all of the burden was on the workforce, on the dancers.
Thank you.
Prosecutors had urged the governor to veto one section of the bill that prevents Seattle and King County from passing their own rules mandating a specific distance between dancers and their customers, as well as when money could be exchanged, saying it could lead to more crime.
I think one of the most important parts of this legislation is the section that they were trying to veto.
Dancers have been fighting for years for these changes, saying they've been subjected to harassment and lost wages, and now protections are finally in place.
It's still kind of like surreal that this passed. At any moment, I was still thinking that any portion could get vetoed.
The new law takes effect in January, but the Department of Labor and Industry still needs to draw up the parameters around these safety requirements and how they'll be implemented before any liquor licenses will be issued. Reporting live, Joel Marino, Como News.
New rules are coming to strip clubs that could make work conditions safer for dancers and eventually allow alcohol sales at these businesses. That right there to me is just what? Worker protections and booze? Every other industry, work, booze, separated, because it's a bad idea. It's a terrible idea. Drinking and driving, terrible idea. But somehow stripping and boozing, this should work out fine. This will be good. All right, we can sell this. Governor Jay Inslee signed state bill, whatever it is, 6105, into law on Monday. The legislation was sponsored by Senator Rebecca Saldana. We'll get to see her later. And it requires a series of worker protections for dancers. All right. Worker protections for dancers. All right. Okay. Eliminates lewd conduct rules for establishments that serve alcohol. Eliminates, does not create, eliminates. Get those out of here. Distance between customers. Yeah, but you can't have any funny business, but we're going to eliminate, The whole thing is just right from the get-go. You're all right. What's the point of this bill? Okay. Get booze into strip clubs because they're taking too much of a chunk from the strippers, nightly, daily, whatever. They're charging them too much. They're independent contractors. They got to, pay $150. It takes a big chunk out of their work day of, showing the goods because they're workers and they need to have protections. This also creates a path for adult entertainment businesses to get liquor licenses. So, okay, yeah, I'm still stumped on, what we've got. I understand what we've got going on here, but how can you legitimately, why don't we just say, hey, strip clubs are not economically viable without booze in them? And then I'd be like, okay, all right. So you're going to give places where horned up men are going to be watching women take their clothes off and perform various whatever antics to, keep the horned up, now boozed up, potentially wildly boozed up patrons, I'm sure that's going to work out fine. It'll work out fine. It'll just be good, right? Washington State is the only state in the United States that does not allow alcohol in its strip clubs. Huh. Yeah. How is that possible? Portland. I haven't been to a strip club in Portland. I understand strip clubs in Portland. And that's one thing that we really haven't covered enough of. Because, yeah, we just don't really cover strip clubs. Yeah, that whole thing. It's not my thing. And it's quite frankly, it's not reasonable. If you're into strip clubs, hey, more power to you. If that's your thing, okay. Not something that, that I'm into. I've been to a handful of strip clubs. I think four. I was trying to count for this podcast how many I've been to. Two, when I just turned 18, novelty wore off. Boom, done. Yeah, we're going to grow up. We're going to be adulting in a few years here. So we're not going to do that. Once with my wife and her sister and brother-in-law, it was a family strip club affair. It was the Girls of Glitter Gulch in Las Vegas. And that was probably literally 25 years ago. And then another time after coming, another friend's wife said, hey, we got to go to a strip club. We were walking past the strip club after a Jane's Addiction concert. And, happy wife, happy life kind of thing, I guess-ish. So 50% of my strip club activities have been because of women in my life. What are you going to do? What are you going to do, right? But this whole concept here, this idea that that we're going to set up some safety protocols for the ladies in this State Bill 6105, there is no mention of male genitalia in the safety recommendations or whatever there. None. It's just, it calls out only women's body parts. I think that's sexist and we should look into that. I think that is not, DEI is not being applied there. It's not inclusive. If you don't have inclusive language, then what are we even doing? Let's watch a little video. Let's watch. Now, I know you're going to have to grit your teeth and watch this, but it's what we're doing. All right. Let's watch a little video. This is what I'm working with in my state, people. You need to pray for me, right? And everybody else that's in Washington State. This is what we're working with. What's going on here? What do we got going on there? I'm just asking for a friend, right? Okay. Yeah. This does not look like a group of strippers. Random couple of dudes back here. Their wives or their girlfriends must have made them go. I mean, what guy is going to, go for that other than Jay Inslee? All right. Let's keep going. That's comforting. All right. They're going to get some protocol in place. They're gonna get some stuff going on that it's just gonna make this a better experience. This is Washington State. We have got a crazy fentanyl problem. We have got a crazy homeless problem. We have got crime just going crazy. Seattle's got crime. We've got human trafficking. We've got sex trafficking. We've got a known Aurora Avenue North in Seattle that is just Hooker City all day long. Maybe I'm not supposed to say hooker, prostitute, lady of the evening, whatever you want to call it. We've got these issues that are just known stated quantities. I don't see any of those folks getting protections. I don't really see this having it's going to have a positive impact somewhat from the standpoint of having, hey, you're going to bring bouncers in. Okay. I'm all right with that. You didn't have to have bouncers at a strip club prior to this? I mean, it just sounds like a recipe for disaster. Has anybody seen the new Roadhouse? Yeah, it's terrible. Other than Jake, however you pronounce his last name, that guy is shredded for that movie. That guy is just not gay, but that guy was, he got in shape for that movie. And the original Roadhouse was way, way better. But I'm a Roadhouse fan. It's a great movie. Just a great movie. But that's about, a really, really unruly, bar has live music and you gotta have protection. How do you not have protection at a strip club? Washington State, right? We come up with these wacky backwards rules, you know, that don't make any sense at all. And then, let's throw in this angle so that we can get some liquor sales going on in here. We'll make the strip club viable. Plus, state will get some tax revenue, some much needed tax revenue, because we're not able to collect from all those businesses downtown because they're not there, because we allowed homelessness and drug addicts to just run around. And we're not really incarcerating people. So, you know, the tax base has gotten just a little bit wonky here. So, hey, strippers, booze, this will be a great concept. It's been that way for most other states in the United States. I just find it funny that Seattle is just now coming to it. Everything here is just so backwards. It's like, huh, okay, here's the angle, guys. We spin it as a safety bill. But, all right, now one of the things we're going to do is we're going to eliminate that distance we used to have at my high school. We had, I don't know, was it the 6-inch rule? I think it was the 6-inch rule. We didn't technically, I went to a Christian high school. We didn't technically have dances per se, and any kind of contact between boys and girls, you had to have the 6-inch rule of body contact, right? And you've got that in the strip clubs too, as well. Cause, you just can't have that. We've eliminated that, but there's wording that says, no funny business, no shenanigans here. We can't have that. We're going to focus on the safety. We're going to focus on this. We're going to focus on that. Then we're going to slip in. But this article, clearly written by Cuomo, who's conservative, the title says it all. Stripper's Bill of Rights into law, paving way for alcohol sales. It's what we're working with here, right? It's what we're working with here. With so many other things in our world, specifically here in the Pacific Northwest, I mean, we had CHOP, where two black kids got murdered. Yeah, but we're working on strippers, and we've only got a handful. We don't have a strip club game like Washington doesn't have a strip club game like Oregon or any other state. We've got very few strip clubs. Just, I don't know. I don't know why. Mainly because prostitution just wide open. I mean, literally 15-minute drive from here. You literally sit in your car and you will be, there's ladies of the evening all around you. And they'll come up and they'll knock on your door. I mean, it's, you know, you don't have to go to them. They come to you. it's just, the whole thing is just crazy. So, like Governor Inslee said, it's pretty simple why we're passing this bill. Yeah, because you need the revenue from the booze, right? Because booze, ladies, work with me here. All right, your job is to take off your clothes for strange, perverted men, right? That's your job. Now, throw in booze in there. Do you feel more comfortable? No. In no world does anybody feel comfortable dealing with another human being under the influence of anything, let alone just now they can just sit and watch you and drink up, you know? And then we spin it, which is normal in other states, but we're spinning this as, well, you know, the safety protocols. So here's from my fine governor. It's pretty simple why we're passing this bill. These are working folks, and working people deserve safety in the environment in which they work, the governor said. Okay, all right, but is serving the patrons booze as part of this package, Is that really what's going on here? Yeah, no, it's just some virtue signaling, and we're trying to get, because we're Washington State, we're so progressive. Progress is bringing booze to, you know, the guys I talked about earlier. In preparing for this podcast, no, I did not go to a strip club. No, I did the next best thing. I called my buddy who owns two sports bars, Dan Flitch. And I said, now, why, work me through why a guy in 2024 with all the porn you need on the internet, allegedly, right? All the porn on the internet, why in 2024 are strip clubs still a thing? And he's like, some guys just need to go in there and see it firsthand and have that experience. I'm like, okay, so you're going to see a girl that does that for a living, might work on the side, most likely works on the side as, you know, providing additional services. You know, there's another bundle of services that she offers that are, you know, maybe in that back room, but more importantly, probably after hours. I don't know. And then you've got the whole, you got the whole OnlyFans thing now, right? You have private membership and you watch your girl and it's over the computer and, you know, you're not having to go into a club and spend a lot of money. Why are strip clubs still a thing? We never really got to the answer to that, other than people want to do what they want to do. And some guys, that's just their thing, is to exert their authority over girls taking their clothes off. Hey, it just, what are we doing? I don't know. So Governor Inslee explained that Saldana said the training requirements will be comprehensive. Oh, thank good. I was worried there. You're going to serve booze without comprehensive training requirements? Man, that would have been a shocker. That would have been a shocker. That is really critical to make sure people understand signs of trafficking, how to do de-escalation. All right. So these folks are going to be trained in de-escalation. Okay. How much de-escalation are you going to have to do more now that you're adding booze in there? Don't talk about that. Don't go there. How to make sure they are creating a safe place for everyone. Strip clubs inherently are not safe for women. Period. Anybody else wants to say they are? I really disagree. I really disagree. It's and maybe it's not on the premises physical, but you hear those stories all the time. And it's just inherently, you've got built into this profession a certain level of danger and safety issues for the females, because they are the smaller sex, right? I don't care what you say. Did you guys hear about, we just had a brand new Planet Fitness go in Bellevue. They took over Crunch Fitness, where I used to be a member. Planet Fitness, they got all the purple equipment. And there was a lady in Alaska who walked into her locker room in Planet Fitness. And off in the corner was a 12-year-old young lady. She was wearing a towel. She'd just gotten out of the shower. And at the sinks was a dude, a full-on dude, who was shaving. Who was shaving? The patron, the lady, and I'm guessing she's in her 60s. I don't know. She said, yeah, I reported this to the front desk. And effectively, they canceled her membership, because guys shaving in the women's locker room in Alaska at Planet Fitness is okay. That's all right. That's okay. Nowhere should that be a thing. You know, people are going to the gym to try and get healthy. They go in there and some dude's shaving. And he looked, you know, he wasn't even pretending that he was a woman. Just straight up dude. You know, he's a guy. So, you know, it's one of those things where that's threatening, right? Because men are bigger, stronger. Women, not so much. That's just how it is. There's no way you can get around that, right? So it's really critical to make sure people understand signs of traffic. Okay. So that's another thing. You got so much trafficking going on now. I mean, you're seeing signs of that all around you. And we've got it just wildly open here in Seattle. I mean, it is literally on the streets, on the sidewalks, Highway 99, 105th through call it 145th. That's 40 blocks. That's over 3 miles of stretch, where you've got the opportunity, peel off, I'll take her. You got to negotiate, obviously, but clubs that meet these new safety requirements will also be eligible to get liquor licenses. However, extensive rulemaking around the safety elements still need to be occurred by the Department of Labor and Industries. How many chuckles are these guys having, right? I mean, they're like, okay, here's what we're working on. Somebody sold it to them with a straight face, and then our legislature and our, you know, governor's like, yeah, it's good for the workers, good for the dancers. Yeah, booze up the patrons. It should be fine. Give them some protocol. Give them some safety requirements. All good. You know, what could go wrong? That's the bottom line here. And that's right in the title of this podcast. It's like, okay, you got this and that. Okay. So all of the burden was on the workforce, on the dancers, Saldana said. It wasn't viable and it wasn't sustainable. Without booze, these strip clubs are not financially feasible, right? So they've been taking the big cut out of what the dancers, you know, $150, they charge the dancers for basically an independent contractor opportunity to work the stage, work the pole. Do you ever think about how much bacteria is on those poles? Right? It's like, dancers testified to the state lawmakers that allowing alcohol sales would keep the clubs economically viable, so they wouldn't have to rely on fees they currently charge the workers to be on stage in the first place. There was a push by some King County prosecutors for the governor to veto Section 3 of SB 6105. Ixnay, the number 3A, right? Which would prevent Seattle and unincorporated King County, which might be a little more conservative, from passing any laws mandating a specific distance between the customers and dancers. Now, I'm still a little murky on that part, but the dancers are saying, well, it prevents them from collecting the cash from the customers. Okay. All right. You know what I mean? It's just like, okay, whatever. Let's talk about homelessness in Denver. You know what I mean? Something that I do understand. And we are going to talk about that today. I got a good one for you on that one. Prosecutors argued that strip clubs have historically been connected to higher rates of crime, and Section 3 would take away Seattle's ability to address these concerns without local legislation. The vast majority of strip clubs in Washington are located in Seattle. Now, I read an article that we only have 11 strip clubs in the state of Washington. That cannot be right. There's no way. Because we've got Seattle, and I can name a handful off the top of my head. And then we've got Spokane, and we've got Tacoma. You can't tell me between Tacoma and Spokane, we don't have 20, 30 strip clubs, right? I mean, it's just inherently it makes sense. But whatever. Removing Section 3 from the bill would have made it harder to collect payment from customers, according to dancers, and put them at risk of being cited by local police for doing their jobs. Literally. That's a head scratcher. Like, what? Right? You're just kind of left with, all right, okay. Now we heard this. I think one of the most important parts of this legislation is the section they were trying to veto, which includes decriminalization of dancer conduct. This was said by Peach. She's a stripper, the mask, who is active in the advocacy group Strippers or Workers. It's still kind of surreal that this passed. And at any when a stripper says that something is surreal that it passed, then you're like, okay, yeah, all right, okay, yeah. Do I think strip clubs should be shut down? I mean, it's kind of one of those things. If that's your thing, if that's what you want to do, and if you can keep this element of, you know, harming the female in the component, which you really can't. That's where but it's empowering for women, Sean. It's empowering for them to take off their clothes. All right. But yeah, is it really? I mean, for strangers that are now going to be boozed up. I mean, pitch that to me. I mean, I live in Washington. Still kind of surreal that this passed. At any moment, I was thinking that any portion that could get vetoed or that the bill would die like it did before. This is my state, folks. You can complain about this kind of stuff, that this is going on, or you can look at it and you can flip it around and go, I'm going to have podcasts for the rest of my life here in Washington State. I really am. People always tell me, Sean, you've got to get out of there. You need to leave before it crumbles. Well, I mean, hasn't it already? We had CHOP, right? Isn't that already kind of a cookie crumbling? Yeah. Two murders at a, you know, allegedly Black Lives Matter rally. Two murders of two black kids. I mean, proof is in the pudding, right? And now we got strip clubs that, you know, going to have some safety protocol and the customers are going to get boozed up. I mean, that just seems, what could go wrong, right? Absolutely. What could go wrong? As I say that, you're thinking that through. Well, this. Absolutely. Yeah, that's why we're talking about this here on News for Reasonable People. All right, that's it for me on this segment. Thank you so much for being here. Love to have you as a subscriber. Do all that good Facebook stuff, and I will see you on the next one. Thanks again for being here. See you soon. Bye for now.